Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to 49 Unbeaten, the official Arsenal Rebel podcast. I'm once again joined by Dan and Ben. It's been a while, sort of changing fortune since we've last recorded. It's been a bit more enjoyable than the first few games of the season, Dan.
Yeah, it has been. We started off this season and it's just been, three defeats on the trot. And then we've had a couple of wins and most recently a draw against Brighton. But It's been a bit of a roller coaster of emotion so far this season. Obviously, myself and Ben were both at the North London Derby. That was one hell of an experience. It's just been great seeing the Arsenal back, and really enjoyed seeing some victories and a bit more of an identity around the football club.
So what we're going to do today, we're going to sort of sit down between the three of us. We're going to come up with our best team of the Emirates era. That's quite a, sort of similar to what we did with our 1-11s, but this is going to be one big team that we all agree on. We don't have to do the personal aspect of it. It's just the best players that we think we have had during our time at the Emirates. So natural place to start in goal. I don't know. I've gone for Petr Cech on this one. I think it's been the best keeper we've had. It was a toss-up between him and Szczesny. I've gone for Cech. Dan, who have you opted for in goal?
I don't know about that one. I would have probably, as much as it's not been brilliant recent, I think Leno's been our best goalkeeper, well-rounded goalkeeper since he joined us. I think Petr Cech was a little bit suspect in moments for me personally. But I don't know about Shez. I don't know, Ben, what do you think on this one?
Is it too early to put in Ramsdale?
maybe just a little bit too early. Yeah, maybe just a little bit too early.
You know, all the goalies have been a bit shoddy, haven't they? I think it's one of the nice things about Ramsdale is the fact we're not expecting a clanger from him every 5 minutes, which is reassuring. But it's difficult because Szczesny always had slightly less to do than maybe Leno's had. And Szczesny was very, very good for a couple of seasons before sort of dropping off a cliff. So it's, I don't know, I wouldn't put Petr Cech anywhere near it personally.
I wouldn't either.
But I'd probably go for Szczesny. Maybe just because I've had enough time to forget his mistakes, as many as he made.
Fair. So we've sort of gone for three different ones. We sort of need to come to a conclusion. If you've both definitely ruled out Cech, I'm happy to concede on that one.
Well, you said Szczesny and Ben said Szczesny. So let's just go for Szczesny in our 11.
Yeah, perfect. So I think Wojciech Szczęsny is our best goalkeeper of the Emirates era. I didn't think I'd be saying that.
What formation are we going for?
I've gone for a 4-3-3, 4-2-3. I've gone for three midfielders, sort of two holding and a cam, and then three forwards.
Okay, so a 4-2-3-1 style.
4-2-3-1, I think, sort of will work.
Okay.
Into defence. I struggled on right back, to be perfectly honest. I had two in mind. I had Bakary Sagna and Emmanuel Eboué. I settled on Bakary Sagna. Ultimately, I just thought, you look at some of the others we've had and it's not been great. So for me, it's Sagna. Benu, have you?
I feel it's a bit disgraceful, really, for you to put Emmanuel Eboué and Bakary Sagna in the same sentence.
Yeah, I'd say Bellerin over Eboué in some ways.
I'd have Sagna over a lot of them.
I'd have Sagna. A long way. I think Sagna's our best right back, but I think Bellerin was probably better than Eboué was.
I don't know. I liked Eboué.
As in, not Bellerin now, but Bellerin in his prime years.
Yeah, no, true.
A very good right back.
We've had 3 weeks off, and you're still coming out with just rogue people that you love. Rob Holding and Emmanuel Eboué down the right side.
Are we going for Sagna then? Are we all agreed on Sagna?
Yeah, Sakali Banya, yeah.
Pretty obvious that one. Centre halves. Dan, let's kick us off. Who have you gone for? Your first centre back, who have you gone for?
So it's difficult because, I mean, you've got to have Koscielny in there. I think just because, don't give me that look. you've got to have Koscielny in there. I think just because of what he did for the club, and if you take out the way that he left, he probably would have been looked and sought after a lot in a higher regard than what he is. But because of the way he left and what happened, it was just a bit unfortunate in the end. So I'd have to say Koscielny, and I think my other one would be Vermaelen. If you're talking the highest quality two centre-backs we've had. There's arguments to say some other people could be in there. Some people might include Mertesacker just from a couple individual performances, but I'd probably say Koscielny and Vermaelen because that was a very solid partnership as well.
Ben, have you also gone for Lauren Koscielny, or have you gone the Mertesacker route or someone rogue?
I was actually thinking Kolo Touré at one point, but I think he probably had the worst part of his career at the Emirates, from what I remember. So I'd probably definitely say Koscielny. Maybe just as much for his rogue goals that he'd come up with. I remember him scoring an overhead kick against Southampton.
Yeah.
That's one of my personal favourites. I think Mertesacker's a good shout. I think Vermaelen was a very good shout. Vermaelen and I always remember being far better taking free kicks from 25 yards than he was actually defending. I definitely have Koscielny in there, and then the other one I think I'd open up to the floor.
Well, I didn't go for Koscielny, but you both have, so I think
shock the team. He's definitely going to put someone like Mustafi in there.
No, I went for Mertesacker and Vermaelen.
Mertesacker and Vermaelen, okay.
I always was sort of on the Vermaelen side of the debate, when it came to him, because I always preferred him. Yeah. I think I remember the sort of the game at Stoke. He scored after Ramsey broke his leg, and he sort of slapped his thigh. Just like there was that sort of thing. And then Mertesacker, just the goals, sort of important goals. I think the was it Wigan in the semi final. He sort of scored, or Hull. There was those sort of games he always seemed to pop up, and his man and match performance against Chelsea after that season being injured. But I can't look past the mistakes. Koscielny mistakes resonate with me more than everything else. I was shown the clip of the 2011 Carling Cup final again. I was just watching it again, sort of just seeing how it transpired.
Mm.
The Atletico Madrid game. For me, sort of.
Yeah, the Europa League semi-final when we played Madrid. That was when he tried to flick it over his head.
Yeah, he kicked over his head and let Griezmann through it, and sort of like last end of the game, you think if he hadn't have done that, we'd have gone to the final, and who they playing in, like Benfica or something, we probably would have won it. So I went for Mertesacker and Vermaelen. You've both gone with Koscielny, so I think it's only fair he goes in. And then we've all said Vermaelen. What, Shonan Vermaelen, I think.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And then left back is pretty obvious. Well, it's not actually. I think there's sort of two real contenders here. I think it's clear for me. I think we might hear another name from one of you. I know it's early. I've gone Kieran Tierney. I think far and away the best left back.
He was definitely not the name I thought you were going to say, or either of the names I thought you were going to say.
I mean, the other contender, I'm sure, would have been Monreal. One of you would have.
What about Gael Clichy as well?
Ah, okay. No, okay, fair. Fair, Gael Clichy's a good shout. I completely forgot about...
Oh, if you're going for like most talented 11, I think Gael Clichy's probably there. But I think in terms of how much Kieran Tierney resonates with the Arsenal fans and the way that he plays and, you know, what he does for the team, I think he's probably up there as well. And then Monreal was just always a solid 6 out of 10, wasn't he?
Honourable mention to Ainsley Maitland-Niles at left wing back as well.
I don't know, Clichy's a good shout. Was he sort of prime Emirates era, sort of that sort of team with...
If you're putting Sanya in there, you've got to put Clichy in there, realistically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you compare them based on pure talent, is it Clichy over Tierney, just based on raw ability rather than sort of how much the fans love them?
Yeah.
In terms of ability, I put Clichy in there.
Yeah, Clichy completes our defence. Which leaves us with Szczęsny, Sanya, Koscielny, Vermaelen and Clichy, which I think is quite a solid defence. We put together probably a better team than Wenger has over his time at the Emirates. Who are we going for in holding midfield? So I think this is where it's going to be. I think we'll have quite a few different names banded around. I think we might all say one, and then the other might be a bit more of a debate.
If you bring up someone like Mathieu Flamini, Josh,
have we all gone for Santi Cazorla?
Yeah,
yeah, you've got to have Santi in there.
I think far and away one of the most technically gifted players I think any of us would have seen. Live. And then so Santi Cazorla's in, we love him and he's brilliant. Who's your other midfielder?
Are we doing a 4-2-3-1? You said, sorry, yeah?
Yeah, I've gone 4-2-3-1.
Cesc Fabregas. Cesc Fabregas. No more needs to be said. I'm sorry.
Because you mentioned Aaron Ramsey, I think, before we came on.
Fabregas was levels above Ramsey. Ramsey's my guy, but Fabregas
problem is
levels above.
I'd say there's probably three you're looking at. But just Fabregas was so much better because he played. But if you're looking at raw talent, which is the question I was about to ask you, I'd throw Jack Wilshere in there and I'd throw Abu Diaby in there. Even though Diaby played about two games a season. He was absolutely unbelievable.
He was so good. I went Santi and Cesc. I think naturally they were the best two. But
I mean, it would do terribly, but it sounds great.
Very attacking. But I think based on just natural, like the best players, I think.
Well, Wenger used to play that, didn't he? He didn't really like a typical DM. Well, after Vieira left, we didn't really replace him. Well, Fabregas was Vieira's replacement.
We had Danielson in there for a bit. We had Alex Song.
And then DRB was supposed to be that style of player, but a lot of the time we just settled for two more kind of forward thinking players, I guess, which people would always say was our downfall, and we never actually went out to invest in an actual DM as such. And people thought we were buying a DM when we got Partey, but Partey's not a DM really, is he?
No, I think we've had some good central midfielders in our time, but not that we've never had that Vieira replacement at the Emirates, have we? We've never really had that guy. So Santi and Cesc, I think we're all in agreement there. I think we've got some good honourable mentions in Jack and Aaron. And I did like Diaby as well. I don't think we never got to see him enough to warrant a place there. Attacker midfield, again, I'm pretty sure we all would agree on this one.
I mean, do we count? I mean, Bergkamp did have a testimonial at the Emirates, so he's played at the Emirates.
If he counts, he's in. If he doesn't count, it's Ozil.
It's Ozil, isn't
it? We can't count Dennis Bergkamp. I mean, I would say Mesut Ozil. I think you guys would probably agree with me on that one.
Yeah, I've got Ozil in there.
Ben?
Ben.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah,
some of the stuff he could deal with the ball was insane.
Yeah.
And that game against Leicester, sort of, he dominated that game a couple of years ago.
That was a shame. That was a shame. That was a brilliant performance from him, but that was kind of the last time you can actually look back and think the last time Mesut Ozil grabbed a game by the scruff of the neck, and
yeah,
as in from his Arsenal playing days, I think you could say.
Yeah, it's a real shame because he was so good.
Just inconsistency ruined his career, unfortunately. But honestly, special player, special player.
Very, yeah. Just brilliant and pleasure to have been able to see him live. Our attacking three, attacking sort of our wingers will start off. Who are you going to put on the right, Ben?
I think if you're talking raw skill, I think that Theo Walcott probably gets overlooked. I thought he was brilliant and he was a really, really good Arsenal player. But when you've got players like Haaland, Vizitsky, probably I'd go for Haaland personally.
Over Theo Walcott?
Over Theo Walcott. I think that just as a player, he was better. I don't necessarily think that, he obviously didn't stay as long and didn't have as much impact. But I think if you're talking purely as raw talent, I think Haaland was a really, really, really good player. And I think I'll probably end up doing what Arsene Wenger used to do, which is play about five attacking midfielders in this team. So I'm sorry in advance.
Dan, have you gone for Haaland, Brzezinski, Walcott, or have you got another rogue mention in there?
I mean, Pepe's just got to be it, though. I was going to say Brzezinski.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there was, little Mozart, what a player, special player. Underappreciated as well, I think. But, Yeah, unfortunately, I can't say Haaland was a player. I knew who he was, but I can't say I've known too much about him in that situation. So, yeah, I think Walcott as well, another player that was inconsistent throughout his time at Arsenal, hit some very high heights at a young age, but unfortunately never really fully realised his potential, I don't think. But, yeah, I'd say probably Brzezinski on that right-hand side.
So, interestingly, I've gone for Theo Walcott on the right. So we've all
this is where the distinction is, though, isn't it? If you're talking about the best players to have played at the Emirates for Arsenal, or you're talking about the players who did the most for Arsenal during the Emirates era, because Theo Walcott obviously did far more than Haaland and Brzezinski did for Arsenal. He scored 100 goals for the club. He was one of our first £100,000 a week players, wasn't he?
Probably. Yeah,
back in the day, because we broke our wage structure for him. So he's one of those players that, yeah, I think it's underrated, but I don't think technically he was as good as like Haaland, for example.
So it's a tricky one for me because I was, as of growing up as a fan, I was never the biggest fan of Brzezinski. I preferred other players, and you look back now at some of the stuff he did. He was like that goal against Spurs, really like fourth minute or something stupid, wasn't it?
Mm.
Rocket, and I think he was really good. And I've got one memory of Haaland. He scored our third. I forgot who it was against, Bolton or something. And sort of we won 3-1 that game, and I sort of remember just cheering that he scored the winner because it was our last goal. When I was young, I didn't really understand like it. So I've got a good memory of Haaland and Brzezinski. I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because we've all got someone different. Is it between the two? Are we going to cut Theo out of the equation and decide between?
I think it's between. I think it's between Walcott and Brzezinski. Depends which one. I'd say because of what he's done for the club, I'd say you put Theo Walcott in there. Think technically Brzezinski was a better player, but from what Walcott did for us, and at a very young age, he was a very, very good player. He's just another sad story where he kind of peaked early, I think you could say, with Walcott. But I think we should put Theo Walcott in there just because of what he's done for Arsenal in the era.
Is he still playing?
He's at Southampton still, yeah. He
signed on a free this summer, didn't he?
He's still at Southampton, yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't want to press it. Like, if we think Brzezinski's a better technical player, I'm more than happy to put him in.
No, let's put Theo.
No, I'll tell you Walcott. Walcott. Yeah,
okay. What he's done for the club.
On the other side, I don't think there's any.
I have a feeling we're going to get three different names here as well.
Oh, do you?
Who have you gone for?
I've gone for Alexis Sanchez.
Okay.
On the left.
Ben, who have you gone for?
I'd honestly come into this with another one of those. I don't know whether to go for Sami Nasri or Andre Ashman.
Ashman,
he was so good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you have to overrule this. Alexis Sanchez was one of, if not the best players of the Emirates era. Yes,
problem is, I put him up front.
Would you? Oh, okay. Because in that season where he scored a lot of goals, it was Arsene Wenger put him in the position up front. Well, he bagged so many goals and assists that season. He was unbelievable.
I genuinely think he is maybe one of the best, like, top three players I've seen live.
Alexis?
Yeah, I was there that day with Patrick at West Ham. He's so good.
That third goal where he sits down the goalie is unbelievable.
Yeah, I went wild. I was near the West Ham fans. I went absolutely manic for that goal. It was incredible. Just some of the stuff he did with the football. I know it ended on a sour note in the United reveal video and stuff, but when he was playing, whilst he was here, he was...
Oh, it's not that sour. He cost Man United loads, did absolutely nothing, and is now available on a free from Inter.
When yeah, we could agree a pre-contract with him in January. So,
but I don't know how I feel about bringing a 33-year-old Alexis back. But I feel like it would be like we wouldn't do it, but it would tarnish that sort of legacy. Sort of those 3 years, 3.5 years, whatever it was.
Mm.
So good.
But bringing in a 32-year-old Willian was fine. No problem there.
Very true. You never know. So Alexis on the left, I think two of us have gone for. I think we need to know your striker, Ben. Oh no, you've gone for Alexis at striker, haven't you? Okay.
I'm happy to put Alexis on the left and then Aubameyang through the middle if that's what we're going for.
Ooh.
Have you not gone for Aubameyang?
No, I haven't. Yeah, Aubameyang through the middle.
Ooh. You went, ooh. I mean, because I don't know.
If we're talking best strikers, Robin Van Persie was the complete striker.
I did honestly forget about him.
Robin Van Persie was the complete striker.
So now we're in an interesting...
And despite what happened, if this is Arsenal's best 11 from the Emirates era, you don't take into account how players left the club.
Yeah.
And Robin Van Persie. He's a much more well-rounded striker than Aubameyang.
He's a striker than Aubameyang, isn't he?
You put Aubameyang's finishing with Lacazette's hold-up and build-up play, and you've basically got Van Persie in a way.
I do forget how many great goals he scored. I was talking to Jake the other day. We're talking about some of the best goals at the Emirates. Which I think we'll come on to as a discussion point in a later episode. And I had his goal against Barcelona up there. Just that tight angle he scored that half volley from.
The one against Charlton away. That was a ridiculous one.
Against Chelsea.
Yeah, you could go on.
Spurs.
You could go on, honestly.
I think it's a great shout.
You have to put Van Persie in there, I think.
The only other question is, do we count Thierry Henry after his 6 months on loan?
I mean, because
his prime was Highbury, wasn't it?
I guess you could put him in the conversation based off of how well he played in the six-month loan, but he wouldn't be anywhere near as... No, so for me...
Did he have a season at the Emirates, though?
Who, Henry?
Yeah.
Henry had 6 months at the Emirates in 2012, didn't he? Because he rejoined.
6 months.
But did he join Barcelona in 06 or 07? I'm sure the Emirates was built in 06. Or did he just miss out on it?
I have a feeling he had... Did he have one season? I'll look it up.
I think he had a season, you know. But then was that 1 year, does that make him like an Emirates generation player?
I don't know. I don't think you can include him in that conversation.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Just because of how... If you're talking ultimate Arsenal 11, well, I mean, we've done it with so many episodes. Thierry Henry's been the striker in so many people's ultimate Arsenal 11, but this is Emirates 11, so...
Yeah, he had one season, I think. Yeah, the 06, 07 season.
And, yeah, we moved in 06. I think we still go for Van Persie. I think that's a great shout. I just thinking about the more recent strikers, I think Aubameyang and Giroud and Lacazette, and you're like, Aubameyang sort of better than those. You sort of forget about the early stages and sort of... I think Van Persie's a great shout. I think he goes in.
You can really tell we did our research for this one as well, because we'd all forgotten about Van Persie.
Yeah, it was...
Well, I didn't.
No,
you didn't.
I think that's a solid team. Is there any sort of one that we've missed out here that you think... almost that deserves a warrant to mention? Because I know we've spoken about sort of Ramsey was great and Haleba, Rosicki, Aubameyang maybe, but is there anyone there that you sort of think you really enjoyed watching, you thought was absolute quality and still none of us have really spoken about?
I think that's different because that's part of the 1-11, isn't it? Well, I absolutely loved watching Podolski, but you've got Alexis on the left. Podolski's not as good as Alexis was.
I mean, that's almost like being our problem. We sort of supposedly have had really gifted players, but we had a lot of good players at the same time. We've never really had a consistent bring through, and now we're sort of almost getting that sort of young team again. Which is exciting to see, obviously.
So yeah, I mean, I'm sure if people listening in 5 years will add Saka and Smith Rowe into that, I'm sure.
Maybe in 3-4 years' time, you could put them in the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
After we've won the Champions League, lads, let's think good.
Imagine. But just to run through our team again, we've gone for Wojciech Szczęsny in goal, Bakary Sagna, Lauren Koscielny, Thomas Vermaelen, and Gael Clichy, Santi Cazorla, Cesc Fabregas, Mesut Ozil, Theo Walcott, Alexis Sanchez, and Robin van Persie is our collective best team of the Emirates era. So it's been fun. What do you want to do next? What is our next sort of discussion debate episode going to be? Sort of, let's say,
what do the people listening want to hear?
What do you want to see? I think we've sort of spoken about worst Emirates 11. If that's not too...
I feel like that's too toxic. We can't do that.
Is that too toxic? Best 3 goals of the Emirates era. But let us know what you want us to discuss and debate.
I reckon top 10 Arsenal kits would be a good series.
Yeah, should we do a tier list? Should we do a kit
tier list of kits? Yeah, let's get some tier lists in. Let's get some tier lists
on a podcast.
Yeah, not on the YouTube channel.
We'll do a kit tier list.
We'll do a tier list.
So that's some of the content you can expect. We'll be back with a proper grind. Everyone's back at uni now. Well, me and Dan, Ben's working. We're all sort of getting back on that grind. We will have a match preview. Oh, we're in the international break, aren't we? So we will have a preview for who's our next game, Palace, in about a week or so's time, week and a half's time. And that's just support the Arsenal representatives during the international break. Let's hope Bukayo maybe gets some minutes, but he deserves a rest as well, I think. Sort of.
Ramsdale too.
Ramsdale, let's hope he gets some minutes. It's a bit disappointing.
No injuries, please.
Weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, given Connor Cody went, I was a bit surprised. But I'm not unhappy about it. I think that it would be good for... Because I don't think Gabriel's... Was Gabriel called up?
I didn't see
him. I'm not sure.
From memory, I haven't seen anything about it, which means that at least Gabriel and White can have some, more training together. They looked okay, but they looked like they could do with a bit more chance to gel as a back two, I suppose.
I would also say though, you could argue, have they been properly tested yet? I mean, we've had some tough tests, but even the North London derby, like, we didn't really get put under on our heels with Tottenham in the second half. They just kind of pushed forwards. We let them have the ball, and then we tried to defend and sturdy up and show some steel. But unfortunately, they managed to get one through, which you can't really blame the centre-backs for. But I don't know, you could argue, have they been properly tested yet? So when we play like a Liverpool or a Manchester City, we'll then see our defensive unit properly tested, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they can only play against what's in front of them, can't they? And it's a case of they're going to be our first-choice centre-back pairing for the rest of the season, at least until Saliba comes back. So the more chance they get to play together and get to know each other and, learn about how each other plays, the better, really.
Who do you take out when Saliba comes back? Just out of interest.
That's a whole other conversation that I'm not sure I know the answer to.
I'm sure it comes to a point where you play a back three.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
then you take out Tomiyasu, who we've just bought.
I couldn't see that happening, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. I reckon they'll keep the same one for a season. You'll have, sort of have Saliba in as a sort of third choice ahead of holding Chambers
and Mowry.
Like one or two of those would go.
I do with Mavropanos. That is an obligation to buy, right?
Option, I think. I'm sure it's an option to buy.
I'm pretty sure it's an obligation because I'd love to see him come back, but then it's also like where does he fit in?
Well, he's played in the three at the back for all of his career in Stoke.
Yeah. So, well, did you see the goal he scored the other day? Cut in from the right hand side like a seasoned winger.
Oh, okay, that's cool. We need a left winger.
Yeah. We've got Gabby.
We have a purchase obligation of €3 million if they stay up.
€3 million for Mavropanos.
So £2.5 million if Stuttgart stay in the Bundesliga this season, they have to buy him.
That's another Sven Mislintat deal for them, Stuttgart, isn't it? Because he's there now, isn't he?
Technically, I think we still make profit on him, don't we? Because we signed him for two.
Oh, if we were Liverpool, we'd be selling him for 25, realistically.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, if we were Liverpool, we'd have a few more trophies as well. So,
true.
That is it for this episode. We will be back again during the international break. We'll get a couple of bits out for you. As I said, we'll have a preview ahead of the game against Palace. And then we've got, Leeds? And then Leeds in the Cup. Then we'll have a lot of content for you.
We've got Palace, then Villa, then Leeds.
Palace, Villa, Leeds is our next three games after the international break. Let's see if we can carry this run on and sort of keep building the momentum. We will have a lot of content for you. We promise we are all back in the moment now, sort of, or got a bit more free time. So thank you for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, share. Let us know your thoughts, what you want to see from us next on one of these sort of debate discussion points. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Find more great shows or join the team at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.